我们今天诵读的经文出自于启示录二章一至七节。The scripture today is taken from Revelation chapter 2, 1 to 7. 请听上帝的话语。你要写信给以弗所教会的使者，说：那右手拿着七星，在七个金灯台中间行走的，说：我知道你的行为，劳碌、忍耐，也知道你不能容忍恶人，也曾试验那自称为使徒，却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来。你也能忍耐，曾为我的名劳苦，并不乏倦。然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的，并要悔改，行起初所行的事。你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。然而你还有一件可取的事，就是你恨恶尼哥拉一党人的行为，这也是我所恨恶的。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的，我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。Let's now hear the word of God. To the angel of the church in Ephesus write, These are the words of him who holds the seven stars in his right hand and walks among the seven golden lampstands. I know your deeds, your hard work, and your perseverance. I know that you cannot tolerate wicked people, that you have tested those who claim to be apostles but are not, and have found them false. You have persevered and have endured hardships for my name, and have not grown weary. Yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken the love you had at first. Consider how far you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first. If you do not repent, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place. But you have this in your favor. You hate the practices of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. Whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the one who is victorious, I give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. 现在我们有请蒋永华牧师分享信息。基督徒群体的印记。Now let us invite Reverend Chen Yinghua to share the message, the mark of the Christian community.
兄姊妹平安。
I'm very happy to be back to come and share the word of God with you all.
我开心可以翻到嚟呢度同大家分享神嘅话语。
I feel that grace is always my home.
成日都觉得华恩堂就系我嘅家。
I want to thank Reverend C and Reverend Chua and the Deacons Board for inviting me to share the word of God.
好多谢蔡牧师、司牧师同埋执事会去邀请我哋，我嚟今日嚟到崇拜当中嚟同大家分享。
Let us pray.
我哋一齐祈祷。
Father God, we pray for your spirit to guide and lead us as we meditate on your words. We pray the Lord that you help us to understand what Jesus is saying to our church, to all the churches. For we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Today I want to talk about the book of Revelation in particular and the seven churches.
今天我就想同大家分享启示录里面提到嘅七教会。
These seven churches are historical churches. They exist in time.
咁咧，呢七间教会都系好有历史性嘅教会，佢哋系曾经出现过嘅。
Some commentators say that these seven churches are the seven period of church history from the time of Jesus up to today.
有啲聖經學者咧，佢哋就話咧，呢七間教會咧就其實代表住唔同嘅七個時代。
But most scholars do not agree to that because there is no definite sign that this is the period of the seven churches are the seven period of church history.
咁但係咧，就好多其他嘅學者都唔同意呢個咧，就係代表七個唔同教會歷史嘅時代。
But these seven churches are real churches with real problems.
但係呢七間教會都係一啲真實嘅教會，佢哋有存在住真實嘅問題。
Seven is a complete number.
七喺聖經裏面係一個好完整嘅號碼。
And so the seven churches kind of give us a paradigm for all churches to examine themselves.
咁咧，呢七間教會就讓我哋咧去有個平台咧去檢查自己。
We know that this is what Jesus is saying to the churches, not only to us but to every churches in the world, because this is what he says.
咁咧，我哋知道呢個係神同我每一間教會同我哋同每一間教會講嘅一啲説話。
Because in Revelation chapter 2 verse 7, Jesus says, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches."
咁咧喺启示录第二章七节咧就讲到圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
Jesus was talking only to the church at Ephesus in chapter 2 verse 1 to 7, but the message is for all the churches.
咁喺二章七節嗰度咧，係同緊啟示錄教會，唔係喺同緊以弗所教會講話説話，但係佢嘅信息係俾所有教會嘅。
Not only all the churches, the seven churches in the book of Revelation, but all the churches means even the message is for us today.
就唔代表淨係同啟示錄裡面嗰七間教會講，而係同我哋所有嘅人講嘅。
And so the messages to the seven churches are messages that we should use to regularly examine the conditions of our church.
所以對七間教會嘅話咧，就應該我哋時刻咧去檢查自己。
The message of Jesus' message to the seven churches has this pattern。
咁咧，耶穌同神講嘅呢段説話咧，就有呢個咁嘅模式嘅。
Christ will always praise the church for what they have done well。
佢基督會稱讚教會所做得啱嘅事情。
But Christ also will rebuke the church for their failures。
但係基督咧，亦都會責備教會嘅失敗。
Of the seven churches。Five of them received rebukes, only two did not.
咁喺七間教會當中咧，基督係有責備其中嘅五間。
The two churches that did not is Philadelphia and Smyrna.
咁咧冇受責備嘅咧就係
Philadelphia. Okay, right. But all the five churches that was rebuked today, we're going to look at one of them.
咁咧，被責備嘅七間教會，嘅五間教會當中，我哋今日就睇其中一間。
What can we learn from the rebuke that Jesus gave to the church of Ephesus？
咁我哋可以從基督對以弗所教會嘅讚賞同埋責備咧，有咩學習咧
？I'd like to suggest three lessons for us to learn。
咁我就希望咧，同大家分享三個嘅課題。
The first lesson is that every church is evaluated accurately by Christ。
每間教會咧都係基督去親自去審核去評估嘅。
Christ will evaluate every churches accurately。
佢係會評估每一間嘅教會。
No, there's a church that I will not mention. It's Church of Sardis. We're not going to detail. Just for example。
咁咧，其中一間教會我就唔會去提。
In this church, the Sardis, Jesus says, "You have a reputation for being alive, but you are dead."
就耶穌就講咗咧，佢有一個咁嘅呢個嘅聲譽咧，就係話佢係一間假嘅教會。
But to the church of Ephesus, he didn't say they are dead, but he said that you have a problem. You have a problem.
對以弗所教會嚟講咧，佢咧就係講佢你哋係有一個問題嘅。
So when Jesus says that we have a problem, then we have a problem.
所以耶穌同我哋講話，我哋有一個問題嘅時候，我哋係真係有問題。
And we need to pay attention.
我哋就要去留心。
What Jesus is saying to us?
耶穌係同我哋講乜嘢？
So these seven churches are paradigm. It's not to say that we have the actual problem like Ephesus.
咁當然唔係話我哋直接係有呢一個嘅問題。
But we need to evaluate ourselves.
但我哋要去評估，我哋去反省。
We need to pay attention to what Jesus is saying to the churches in the world today.
我哋要留心耶穌係同所有嘅教會講嘅説話。
So in chapter 2 verse 1, Jesus says, "To the angels of the church in Ephesus, write the words of him who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks among the seven golden lampstands."
咁咧喺第二章第一节嗰度就讲到，你要写信给以弗所教会嘅使者说，那右手拿着七星在七个金灯台中间行走的说。
So just to give you a picture of what is it like, the imaginary.
咁咧就你可以睇呢個圖畫咧，就可以想像係咩。
Christ hold the seven stars in his hands。
咁咧，基督係手拿七星嘅。
The seven stars are the seven angels or the seven churches.
咁咧就係七間教會嘅七個天使。
In other words, Christ is saying that I have authority over the churches.
所以呢度咧就講到佢係對所有嘅教會都掌握住權柄。
He has authority of every church, in this world today.
每一間教會都係佢嘅掌管掌權之中。
And not only does he has authority, whether we like it or not, he walk amongst us.
無論我哋中唔中意佢，都係喺我哋當中去行走嘅。
Means that Christ is living in every local church.
意思就係話佢喺每一間嘅教會當中都係住喺當中嘅。
Christ is among us.
主係喺我哋當中。
And he knows everything that is going on.
而佢又知道所有發生嘅事情。
And so Jesus, when he was on earth, he told his disciples, "When two or three are gathered in my name, I am among you."
所以咧，喺耶稣在世嘅时候，佢就同我哋讲：有两三个人奉我嘅名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。
That's why he knows everything。
所以佢系咩嘢都知嘅。
So his evaluation is the most accurate evaluation of every church。
所以佢嘅评估系最正确嘅。
And so we need to pay attention。
所以我哋好留心。
So that's the first lesson。
呢个系我哋嘅第一项嘅功课。
The second lesson is that every church can lose the mark of the Christian community。
第二就是每一间教会都是有可能去失去基督徒群体的印记。
Jesus praised the church of Ephesus, but then he says, "I have this thing against you."
咁咧，耶稣系话佢系称赞以弗所教会，但系有呢样嘢佢要责备佢哋。
That you have abandoned the love you had at first.
就系你将起初嘅爱心去离弃咗。
What does it mean to abandon?The love you have at first. What did Jesus mean by that?
咩叫離棄起初嘅愛心咧
？The verb you have abandoned means to neglect, to leave behind or left behind.
咁咧，離棄嘅意思就係忽略或者係丟棄嘅意思。
And this is also the word that's used to divorce.
即係咧，亦都係離婚用嘅呢個詞。
So Jesus is saying that the church has neglected or have left behind or have divorced the first love that they have.
咁就係講到教會已經忽略、已經丟棄、已經同呢個起初嘅愛心係分開咗啦。
What is it that the first love they have that they have neglected？
咁佢哋起初嘅愛心又係咩咧
？Some people say it's about loving God. They have forgotten to love God.
有啲人就話係去愛神。
But then loving God would also mean loving people.
但係愛神亦都係要愛人。
And in later on, I will show to you that.The church still love God because they are committed to Him.
但係之後我哋會睇到其實教會仍然係好愛神嘅。
I'd like to suggest to you that the church has lost or has neglected loving fellow disciples.
呢度講嘅應該就係忽略咗對門徒嘅關愛。
So how do we know that? How do we understand that? Well, it has to be based on what Jesus says.
咁我哋可以去點樣去理解呢件事情咧？我哋就一定要睇翻聖經所講嘅。
Jesus praised the church and says that I know your works.Your toys, your patient endurance, and how you cannot bear with those who are evil, but have tested those who call themselves apostles and are not, and found them to be false.
咁圣经里面讲到咧，我知道你嘅行为劳碌忍耐，亦都知道你不能容忍恶人。你也曾试验那自称为使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来。
So in other words, they were doing well in the sense that they wanted to know the truth. They want to know.Whether people who come to them are truly disciples of Jesus, and even if they call themselves apostles, they are truly apostles.
咁當然，佢哋呢度稱讚神呢度稱讚佢哋嘅咧，就係佢哋係想知道真相，佢哋係想知道佢哋嚟到佢哋當中嘅人係咪真嘅信徒。
The word apostle does not mean the 12 apostles.
咁呢度講嘅使徒咧，就唔係講緊十二使徒。
Apostles in general, the word means that someone has been sent to another place.
咁呢度指嘅咧，就係被差遣去某一個地方嘅一個人。
So sometimes in the early church, they send people to different places to encourage other churches.
咁咧，以前初期嘅教會咧，佢哋咧就會喺唔同嘅時候會差遣唔同嘅人去到其他嘅教會去分享神嘅話。
But not like today, you know, if you do not know this person, you go to Facebook and see whether it's there or not.
但係唔係好似而家咁啊？我哋可以上網睇下啊呢個人嘅樣係咪咁樣嘅
？There's no Facebook in those days 啊。
係冇得去用臉書去確認。
Even now today, Facebook also cannot trust like AI, right?
而家我哋都唔可以相信電腦上網嘅嘢，係咪？因為都有 AI。
So they had to test they had to test people who are supposed to be disciples who say that I'm apostle. They had to test them.
佢哋要去試驗嗰啲自稱為使徒嘅。
And there's nothing wrong with that, and that's a good thing. Jesus praised them for that.
而呢做呢樣嘢咧，其實係冇錯嘅。
And they found some of them to be evil people, liars, false false apostles.
咁咧，佢哋當中咧亦都有試驗，當中咧就發現佢哋原來係假嘅，係惡人。
And not only did they test them, they were doing it quite often.
唔單止係去試驗，係常常去試驗佢哋。
Because verse 3 says that I know you are enduring patiently, bearing up for my name's sake, and you have not grown weary.
喺第三節嗰度講到你也能忍耐，曾為我的名勞碌，並不乏倦。
So they have been testing people who came to them. They have been testing them.
咁咧，佢哋咧就常常去試驗呢啲嚟到佢哋當中嘅人。
And they have not grown weary. They have not been tired yet.
但係佢哋仲未去係困倦嘅。
So this is a good thing.
所以呢件係一件好事。
But the thing is this: even though they were doing all these things, Jesus says to them, "You know, I have this against you."
但係咧，佢哋雖然一路喺度做咁樣嘅事情咧，但係神係話我要因為呢件事情要責備你。
If the church has been testing people every time people come, oh, okay, one more person to test.
咁咧，如果佢哋常常喺度試驗緊人，佢哋一嚟一個新人嘅時候，佢哋就要去試驗佢。
Although they are not weary in testing,
雖然佢哋未疲乏
，but sometimes in doing this negative thing, we can become influenced by them. We become suspicious of people.
但係我哋成日有啲咁負面嘅一啲經歷嘅時候咧，就會自己變得好小心啦，好猜疑。
Once again, one more person to test.
又嚟咗一個人，又要去試驗呢個人啦。
And so they can become very cautious.
咁佢咧就變咗好小心啦，好謹慎。
Overly cautious.
非常謹慎。
And so the church did not abandon their commitment to God.
但係咧，教會就冇背棄對神嘅忠心。
Because we also know that they hated the word of the Nicolaitans.
因為我哋都知道佢哋係憎恨惡尼哥拉一黨嘅人。
And Jesus praised them. Jesus says, "I also hated the word of Nicolaitans."
因為咁樣，耶穌亦都有稱讚佢哋。
So in other words, the problem is not loving God.
所以我哋可以睇得出佢哋嘅問題唔係去愛神呢樣嘢。
Their commitment is not to. They have no problem with committing themselves to God to believe the truth of God.
他们仍然是很爱神很忠心他们仍然是对神的话语很忠心的。
I'd like to suggest to you that because they keep on testing people, they come to a point they become suspicious and cautious about people that come to the church.
但因为他们常常去试验人的时候他们就变得很小心很谨慎常都有一份的猜疑。
And so, when we are suspicious of people, we can't love people, right?
当我们很猜疑对其他人很小心的时候我们是不可以去真心去爱他们。
And it's natural that we are always suspicious of people. It's natural that because we don't know who this person is.
而我哋亦都好自然嘅系会对其他人系好小心、好谨慎。
And so when that happened, they probably overcompensate testing for the truth. They overcompensate by neglecting the love that they should have for the disciples.
因为佢哋常常去要去试验，所以佢哋可能咧就少咗呢份对人嘅爱。
This Pastor Francis Schaeffer, he wrote a book called The Mark of the Christians, and he says that from the scriptural point of view, not all who call themselves Christians are Christian, and that is especially true in our generation.
咁呢位嘅美國神學家咧，薛華咧，佢咧就講，就喺佢嘅書《愛之志》嗰度就講到，從聖經嘅角度，唔係所有自稱為基督徒嘅人都係基督徒，尤其是喺我哋嘅時代當中。
And according to his book, he says that the mark according to his book, in the Mark of the Christian, he says, if we as Christ's disciples fail to love other disciples, right? Jesus gives the world to judge us.
咁咧，佢咧就亦都解釋到咯。如果我哋冇好似耶穌咁樣去愛我哋，咁樣去愛基督嘅門徒咧，我哋就會我哋咁世界咁耶穌咧就容許世界去審判我哋。
Do you see there's a problem here?
呢度係咪見到一個好大嘅問題咧
？On one hand, we cannot just trust people to say they are Christians.
一方面，我哋唔可以淨係相信人話我係基督徒。
On the other hand, if we fear to love Christians, then the world will judge us.
咁但係咧，我哋如果唔去愛基督徒嘅話咧，世界亦都會去評估審判我哋。
So when we want to test people, want to examine their faith and so forth, we are cautious. It's good, but yet in the process, we can overcompensate and we stop loving people.
咁咧，我哋想要去測去試驗佢哋嘅信心、人嘅信心嘅愛心嘅時候，我哋可能我哋會變得猜疑，我哋而去因為咁樣咧，我哋就會失去咗起初嘅信愛心。
If we as a church are always suspicious of people coming to the church, Or we are suspicious of one another who are in the church because, oh, are you sure, you know, you truly believe in God and all these things? There will be no love among us because we are suspicious.
如果作為一間教會，我哋對彼此咧係會有一份猜疑嘅話，我哋咧就中間就好難有愛。
And Jesus is, and Schaeffer says in the book, in his book, he says that Jesus gave us the new commandment.
咁薛華咧就喺佢嘅書當中咧就講到，我賜給你們一條新命令禮。
That you are to love one another just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another.
乃是叫你們彼此相愛，我怎樣愛你們，你們也要怎樣相愛。
We normally focus on this, we can understand what Jesus is saying.
當我哋去睇呢段嘅經文嘅時候，我哋可以明白耶穌喺度同我哋講。
We may not do it well.
我哋唔一定做得好。
But we can understand.
但係我哋可以明白。
To love one another as Jesus loved us.
我哋就好要好似上帝愛我哋咁樣去愛。
But that, this verse, verse 34, has another verse, verse 35, which tells us the consequences.
咁咧喺第三十五節咧，亦都講出咧一個嘅後果。
So by this, all people will know that you are my disciple if you love one another.
你們若彼此相愛，你們若有彼此相愛嘅心，眾人因此就認出你們是我的門徒了。
If we do not love one another, Jesus is saying to the world, you have the right to say to this group of people, you are not Christians.
咁咧，耶穌就係講緊，如果我睇得出你哋唔係彼此相愛嘅話，咁你就可以同佢哋講話，你唔係我嘅門徒。
The world will not evaluate us based on what we believe, but based on what we do.
世界對我哋嘅評價咧，唔在於我哋所做嘅，而係我哋所唔係我哋所信嘅，而係我哋所做嘅。
If we love one another, the world says that you are my disciples.
如果我哋可以彼此相愛嘅話，其他人就可以睇得出我哋係基督嘅門徒。
That means that love must be seen, must be observable.
所以呢份嘅愛係要俾人哋睇得到嘅。
If the world cannot observe the love that we have for one another, then the world will say that Are you sure you are Christ's disciples?
咁但係如果呢份愛係睇唔出嘅話咧，咁其他人就會問啦：，你哋係咪真係基督徒嚟㗎？
So Jesus is saying to us, if we love one another and this love, this expression of love.Is observable to the world. The world will say that, "Hey, you are my disciples. You are Christ's disciples."
所以上帝係講緊話，如果我哋係彼此相愛嘅話，咁我哋有一啲行為係一定係其他人可以睇得到嘅。
Is it easy?
係咪容易嘅事咧
？No, we all know that in the church we have always have disagreement.
咁我哋知道我哋喺教會當中一定係有一啲嘢係我哋唔可以同意。
We disagree about everything and anything under the sun.
好多嘢我哋都會有分歧。
We disagree about theology. We disagree about missions.
喺神學方面，喺差傳政策。
We disagree about administrative things in the church. We disagree about piano, organ, or whatever that we like.
教會政策啊，鋼琴啊，風琴啊。
Is it okay to disagree?
咁我哋如果有分歧嘅話，係咪 okay 嘅咧
？Let me suggest you, it's okay.
係可以嘅。
Because we are all different.
因為我哋個個人都好唔同。
But Jesus is saying to us that in this disagreement that we have, we are to love one another.
但係我哋喺呢啲嘅分歧當中，我哋仍然係要彼此相愛。
I'd like to suggest three things that as a church we must be at least able to do, even though we disagree with one another.
我希望大家咧，我哋可以雖然我哋會有分歧，但係我哋仍然可以做三樣嘢，一齊做三樣嘢。
Although there are other things we can do, but I'd like to suggest three things.
但係咧，其中呢三樣咧就係我可以建議大家仍然可以同心去做嘅。
No matter how much we disagree in anything.We must be able to pray together.
無論我哋當中有幾多嘅分歧，我哋都要可以同心去祈禱。
Because we are praying to the same Jesus.
因為我哋係向同一個嘅耶穌去祈禱。
If you don't pray to the same Jesus as me, then you are not a Christian.
咁如果我哋唔可以一齊向同一個嘅耶穌去祈禱嘅話，咁我哋就唔係基督徒啦。
Because the book of Revelation is talking about the false Antichrist and the false prophet.
咁因為啟示錄都有講到咧，假先知。
But if we are worshiping the same Jesus, then we can pray together, no matter how much we disagree.
如果我哋系敬拜同一位神嘅话，我哋就可以一齐去祈祷。
And the best thing is we can eat together.
同埋我哋可以一齐去食嘢。
A fellowship.
可以有团契。
Not fat, fellowship.
唔系肥佬。
And we can cry together or laugh together.
我哋可以彼此同行去分
担喜乐。That means that we support one another emotionally.
我哋可以彼此去鼓励。
Yes, we have disagreement.
我哋係會有分歧。
We have different opinions.
我哋係會有唔同嘅意見。
We have different way of doing things.
我哋做嘢嘅方法唔同。
We can find solution to that slowly.
但係我哋可以一齊去揾到一個解決嘅方案。
But meanwhile, we pray, we eat, and we laugh or cry together.
但係同時，我哋可以一齊祈禱，一齊食嘢，一齊去彼此分擔。
So that is the second lesson.
呢個係我哋嘅第二個功課。
The third lesson is that every church that lost the mark must repent.
咁咧，第三個功課就係每一個失去印記嘅教會都應該去悔改。
In verse 5, Jesus says, "Remember therefore from where you have fallen, repent and do the works you did at first. If not, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent."
在第五節那裡就說到，所以應當回想你是從哪裡墮落的，並要悔改行起初所行的事，你若不悔改，我就臨到你那裡，把你的燈台從原處挪去。
I'd like to suggest to you that we as a church should always repent because we are not perfect in loving one another.
作為教會，我們要時常去悔改，因為我們不是一間完美的教會。
We should seek to always love one another, but we fail sometimes.
我們要學習彼此相愛，但是有時候我們是做不到。
And so Jesus said to us, Remember that therefore from where you have fallen.
所以我們要去回想我們是在哪裡墮落的。
To remember, to repent means that there's two things.
那我們如果要去悔改，我們要記住兩個重點。
The church must to repent, the church must remember from where they have fallen. That means that they must know that they are wrong.
教會要去緊記他們是在哪裡墮落的，所以他們要知道他們是什麼事情做錯。
Jesus is saying to the church, remember last time you were like this, but now you are not.
基督跟教會說，以前你是這樣，但是現在你已經不是這樣了。
We also should remember where we have failed to love one another.
那我們要去記得我們是在哪裡墮落，是沒有再去彼此相愛。
Because if we do not remember, we do not agree with Jesus that we are wrong, then we will not repent.
因為如果我哋唔係認同耶穌所講嘅，我哋做錯咗，我哋失敗咗，咁我哋係唔會去悔改。
And so, not only do we remember, we need to realign with Jesus.
我哋要重新去定位，去歸位。
The church must realign with Jesus by doing the work that they have done at first.
佢哋就要再翻去同耶穌同心去行起初所行嘅事情。
Means that they must learn to love again.
所以佢哋要翻去記得點樣去彼此相愛。
And so.Every church that lost the mark of the Christian community must repent.
每間失去基督徒群體印記的教會都應該悔改。
Repent does not mean that we do not test people.
悔改不代表我們不再去試驗人。
Because we know that not everyone who come to church may be a Christian or and so forth. So yeah, we cannot believe everybody. We have to test them.
當然我們要去試驗去查問信德去問清楚佢哋係咪真信徒。
That's why Jesus praised the church of Ephesus for testing those who come.
所以耶穌係有稱讚以弗所教會。
But yet at the same time we have to love them.
但係同時我哋要去學習去愛。
And to welcome them.
去歡迎佢哋。
And so Jesus is saying to us, we need to repent.
耶穌係同我哋講，我哋要悔改。
The church as a whole need to repent.
教會整體要悔改。
But how do we repent?
咁我哋點樣去悔改咧
？Repent begins withUs individually coming to God.
悔改就是我哋每一个人翻到嚟神嘅面前。
Jesus says, "I will come to you and remove your lampstand from this place unless you repent."
如果你唔悔改嘅话，我就会将你嘅灯台挪去。
He's not talking to all us individually.
佢唔系单独同每个人讲嘢。
He's talking to us as a church.
佢系整体咁样同成个教会讲话。
Because as a Christian, if you believe in Jesus, if you trust in Jesus, if you have faith in Jesus for your salvation is secure.
因为如果你作为一个基督徒，你系相信神嘅拯救嘅话。
But to the local church, to the church, Jesus is saying to the church, repent. If not, I remove the local church.
但系神同教会讲嘅就系，如果你唔悔改嘅话，我就会将你从原处挪去。
The local church is in the world.
咁本地教会就系喺世界当中。
But the local church also is belonging to the universal church, the body of Christ.
但系本地教会亦都系喺成个基督嘅身体，成个基督教会。
So when Jesus said that I will remove the lampstand, he's not removing the universal church or the invisible church.
当佢讲到教会嘅时候，佢唔系讲紧本地教会。
Because the universal church is secure in Christ.
佢唔系讲紧基督整体嘅教会。因為佢係喺基督嘅身體當中。
But it's the local church.
講嘅就係本地教會。
The church of Ephesus.
就係講到以弗所教會。
All the seven churches that is there.
或者其他嗰六間教會。
All these are local churches.
呢啲都係本地教會。
Just like we are also a local churches.
就好似我哋都係一間本地教會咁樣。
We belong to the body of Christ.
我哋仍然係屬於基督嘅身體。
And so the warning is that.It's not against you as an individual who believe in Jesus because your faith is secure, but the warning is against the church.
咁我哋呢度講到嘅咧，就唔係單獨對個人嘅一個嘅警告，因為你係屬於基督嘅身體嘅。
Christ will remove any local church when his disciples in this local church no longer love one another as he loved them。
若基督嘅門徒咧，唔可以好似基督咁樣去彼此相愛咧，咁基督就會將本地教會挪去。
And that is the warning。
呢個咧就係耶穌嘅警告。
To every churches。
對每一間教會嘅一個嘅責備警告。
And so we need to heed that warning。
所以我哋咧要去留心。
So the repentance of the local church begins when every one of us who believe in Jesus begin to repent。
咁教會嘅悔改就由當中嘅門徒佢哋嘅警醒去警醒耶穌嘅職責開始。
In verse 7, Jesus says, "He who has ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches," which I already mentioned earlier on. And then in that verse, he also says, "To the one who conquers, I will grant to the person to eat of the tree of life." Which is in the paradise.
咁第七節當中就講到聖靈向眾教會所說的話，凡有耳的就應當聽。得聖的，我必將神樂園中生命樹的果子賜給他吃。
The church as a whole need to repent, and that begins with everyone us individually starting to repent.
教會整體要悔改，而當中咧就係要從每一個人開始去做呢個去悔改。
To the one who conquer means that is the one who repent.To the one who conquers means the one who is repent.
得勝嘅咧就係願意去悔改嘅。
I will give I grant the permission to eat of the tree of life.
咁可以食生命樹嘅果子嘅。
This promise is not to say that you must earn your salvation, eat the tree of life. You must earn it. It doesn't mean that.
呢個應許唔係話門徒要去賺取點樣去食生命果樹嘅果子嘅權利。
Because Jesus is talking to the whole church.
因為耶穌係同緊整體教會去講。
He does not divide people in the church as to Christian or not Christian. He doesn't do that.
佢唔會話教會裡面啊呢啲信徒啦，呢啲非信徒啦，同你哋講唔同嘅説話。
Jesus look at us as a whole.
耶穌係將我哋以整體咁樣去看待。
And he speak to all us individually.
佢係會每一個教會咁樣去同佢哋説話。
Because not everyone in the church believe in Jesus.
唔係教會唔係每一個人都係屬於基督。
But Jesus is saying to everyone who believe in Him.
但係基督耶穌係同每一個認識佢嘅人説話。
Because Jesus knows who belongs to Him.
因為佢知道邊個係屬於佢嘅。
And to one who belongs to Him, He says, "Repent."
咁屬於佢嘅，佢就同佢講：你要悔改。
Humanly, we must never divide the church to say Christian not Christian. We should never do that.
教會係唔可以去用人嘅標準去分辨邊個屬於基督，邊個唔屬於基督。
Because we are not God.
因為我哋唔係神。
We can't see the hearts of people.
我哋看不透人嘅心。
We can deal with behaviour that we think is not right. We can deal with that behaviour.
我哋淨係可以對行為去作出責備。
But who belongs to who, Jesus or not? That one is only God knows.
邊個屬於神，邊個唔屬於神，淨係神會知道。
And so Jesus is talking to all who believe in Him.
所以神係同緊所有信佢、凡信佢嘅人。
And calling all His disciples to repent.
係叫所有嘅門徒去悔改。
And when everyone else who believe in Jesus begin to repent, the church repents.
咁當每一個信佢嘅人去悔改嘅時候，成個教會就喺度悔改。
Therefore, Jesus is saying to us.
所以耶穌喺度同我哋講。
Love one another.
要彼此相愛，
as I have loved you.
就像我愛你們一樣。
Keep this your focus.
呢個係我哋嘅焦點。
No matter what you are doing for me.
無論你做咩嘢，你都係要讓呢個成為你嘅焦點。
Because the moment you think for a moment, the warning that Jesus gave to the church has been good at testing people and all these things, but yet Jesus said that I will throw you away if you do not love one another.
咁咧，呢度我哋係見到。耶穌係對以弗所教會嘅稱讚啦，話啊，你試驗人係好嘅，但係如果你唔可以彼此相愛嘅話，我就會將你挪去。
So it's not only what we do, but how we do it and how we love one another matters to God.
唔係我哋做乜嘢，而係我哋點樣去做，同埋我哋有冇彼此相愛呢樣嘢係神好在乎嘅。
So that's a round up the three lessons that we learned today.
咁我哋總結下今日嘅三樣功課。
Every church is evaluated accurately by Christ.
每間教會都係基督去評估去審核嘅。
Every church can lose the mark of the Christian community.
每間教會都有可能會失去基督徒羣體嘅印記。
And every church that lost the mark must repent.
而每一間失去呢個印記嘅教會都應當悔改。
Let us pray.
我哋一齊祈禱。 主，我哋嚟到你面前，我哋听到蔣牧师嘅呢份嘅分享，我哋好感恩，我哋好多谢你嘅提醒，求你亦都让我哋喺你嘅爱你嘅旨意当中去行，让我哋都有呢份悔改嘅心去即系去聚焦我哋所应该做嘅事情，知道你系爱我哋嘅神，让我哋都去有呢份悔改嘅心翻到你面前去做你合你心意的事情，我们这样的祷告奉主名求，阿门。